Packing a car to go on holiday is stressful. You have to make sure you haven't forgotten anything, but there never seems to be enough room for everything you want to take with you. The same goes for planes. They have to be loaded carefully. Well, maybe not that carefully, but again, there's always that problem of fitting it all in. Same goes for shipping containers. It's not good economic practice to travel with half an empty container. They pack them to the gunwales. Now, if you only get your supplies once every few months, then you have to make sure that nothing gets forgotten. There's only so much room in a space rocket, so they have to make sure that all the essential things for survival in space are included. Food, water, medical supplies, clothes, etc. Then there's all the scientific equipment that fit in together, with spare parts, tools and materials, etc. The allotted space for all of this in one of Musk's Falcon rockets is limited by weight and volume, so obviously only the absolutely essential cargo is taken. Saying all that, let's have a look at what the space station astronauts brought with them on their perilous journey into space.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly.
Christmas trees. A cuddly turtle. Fidget spinners. Yo-yos. Boomerangs. Whoa.
Houston, we have a problem.
You see that? Let me slow it down a bit. What the f**k's going on here? Gyroscopes. Toy spacemen. Spinning tops. A cuddly toy. A whole boatload of toys. An ISS Lego kit. Yet another cuddly toy. A blow-up globe. And another cuddly... Wait, what? A gorilla suit, for fuck's sake. A guitar. A flute. A hammer. Christmas presents. And a shed load of hairspray. One has to wonder how these items got up there when the payload is so expensive and severely limited. And just another quick observation. What did your parents tell you about water and electricity? They don't mix. And if they do, there are disastrous consequences for the electronic equipment. So you have to ask yourself, playing with water inside a capsule filled to the brim with electronic and life-sustaining equipment is probably not a good idea. But our illustrious astronauts don't seem to worry about such trivial things as water getting into the only things that are keeping them alive. But hey, they're our heroes, right?
Right.
They wouldn't lie to us.
Right.
Of course they're up there.
Right.
And not in a buoyancy pool, right?
Right.
And oh, after 9 months in space, you've got to look good for the press. Have they got a hair salon and a sunbed up there as well? Just asking.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly.